Parshas Balak.
Where's my brother Chaim? It's late for night seder. Chaim! Chaim, where are you? Or maybe he's in this room. Chaim, shh! What's the matter? Who are you on the phone with? I'm not on the phone with anyone. But I'm listening in to Bubby's conversation. She's talking with... You're not allowed to listen into people's conversations. Who gave you a heter to do that? Where does it say you can't listen into people's conversations? Where does it say? Well, you're not supposed to listen into someone else's conversation or read someone else's letters. It's boring anyway. I may as well hang up. No, you hang up when it's boring or whether it's interesting. Anyway, come on, let's go to Night Seder. Tell me, why do you want to walk to Night Seder together? I talked and waited for you. I'm scared. There's some trouble on the yeshiva's corner. Yesterday, some of the neighbors were throwing rocks at us. Ah, that's exactly the point. That's why you should stop listening to other people's conversations. You want to tell me, Baruch, please, like, what the connection is between me listening to Bubby exchanging recipes about challah kugel with the people on the corner throwing rocks at us? I'll tell you what the connection is. Why don't you open that chumash? The chumash says what the connection is between Bubby's challah recipe and those people throwing the rocks at us? That's right. Here, read this pasuk. If you say so, Baruch, Vayaris Yisrael Shaychem L'Shvatav, Vatiyol of Ruach Elokim. And what does Rashi say? Rashi says that Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael, but when he looked at the camp of Klal Yisrael, and he saw that they... Well, let me see the exact lashon. This is just to make you happy. But I don't mind learning a Rashi. I just don't see what it has. Just read the Rashi. Okay. Ruach kol shevet v'shevet. He saw every single shevet. Shaychein liatzmo. He dwells on its own. The einan mi'uravin. And they're like... They don't mix into each other's recipes? Okay. Go ahead. I'm going. It rush ain't pischeim mechuvanim ze keneged ze. They saw that their doorways weren't aligned one to the other. Shelo yatzis l'tach oil chaveres. So no one should stare into their friend's tent. And finish off the last words in the Rashi. I think I'm getting the picture. Finish off the last words, please. And as a result, Allah belibai. He then thought in his heart that he will not or cannot curse them. Now, why don't you think what you just said, Chaim? A malach came and warned Balak to turn around. He keeps going. His donkey starts talking. Doesn't help. He keeps going. But when he sees that Yidden are minding their own business and not listening into other people's conversations, it says they didn't look into their other houses. Well, it's the same thing, isn't it? That stopped Bilam from cursing them. Okay, I get the message. I'll hang up the phone. I'll bet Bubby wouldn't even mind. Well, then you ask her first if she minds or not. I won't ask her. From now on, I'll just listen into our sister Rivki's conversations. You can't listen to anyone's conversations. Okay, I won't do it anymore. Oh, this is interesting. Tati was waiting for this letter a long time. Well, if Tati was waiting for that letter, why are you opening it? I'm sure Tati wouldn't mind. You have to ask Tati if he minds or not. Okay, now where does it say in the Chumash I can't read someone else's letter? And you're going to tell me this also has to do with the rocks that were flying at my head yesterday? Oh, yes, it does. When the Rabbeinu Gershom saw that there's going to be a long and difficult gullus, he made a cheirim. Do you want to be in cheirim? No! What's a cheirim? Well, you're right. A cheirim is not a good thing to be in. It's very complicated, but basically it means that you're separated from everyone, and, okay, I don't want to hear. I don't want to be in the cheirim. But Rabbeinu Gershom made a cheirim for what? For several things, and one of them is that no one has a right to read someone else's mail. Whether it's your father or a stranger or your Bubby. How's about yours? Even mine! Okay. But as far as Rivki talking on the phone, I can't help but overhear her conversations. Why not? Because she talks so loud, so walk around. I sprained my ankle, I can't walk around. Oh, really? How's about the Tzaddik Reb Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld? The Tzaddik Reb Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld? Uh-huh. Do you know that when he was old and he could barely walk, and he would walk in the old city of Yerushalayim? Remember we were in Yerushalayim last year? Yeah, twisting and turning everything as alleyways. Reb Yosef Chaim used to walk to the shul zigzag. This way, that way, this way, that way. Never in a straight line. I mean, usually only someone who's drunk does that. Why would the Tzaddik of Yosef Chaim walk that way? Because there's a din that you have to stay away from someone's window to give him privacy. And therefore, he would walk in a specific way to make sure that he didn't come too close to anyone's window. And you know something, in Yerushalayim, the windows are right on the street. I guess if Rabbi Yosef Chaim could zigzag his way through the streets, I should walk around not to hear someone's conversation. You know, I had a Rebbe in Bnei Brak who had one window in his house that he opened only once a year to throw you out when you were bad. Oh, stop it. He opened it up only once a year when he had to clean for chametz. Why did he keep the window closed? Well, he didn't build the window there, but he held it was too close to a neighbor, and he could see into where the neighbor was. How come you know so much about not looking at someone else's mail and not listening to someone else's conversations? I'll tell you the truth, because when I was in yeshiva, I learned the hard way. There was one boy over there, I'm not going to tell you his name, but he was always looking at someone else's mail by mistake. What are you doing? That's my mail.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a mistake.
What do you mean it was a mistake?
Oh, I didn't realize.
You didn't realize it's my mail?
Oh, I didn't realize you're standing behind me. I won't do it again, at least till tomorrow morning.
In the dormitory, when someone got a package, who opened my package?
Oh, by mistake, I thought it was addressed to me. You see, our names are very similar.
There's not a single letter that's the same.
Oh, you see, that's what we have in common. We don't have same letters. Almost everyone else here has same letters. It's just you and me to...
Oh, please don't look into my packages.
Okay.
Well, one day he promised to stop. But the Bacharim and the Dira, well, I don't know if they ought to have done this or not, but they really taught him a lesson. Excuse me, we're going to be leaving for a few minutes.
Okay, you could go.
Please don't look in our drawers.
Oh, I've stopped doing that.
And if a package comes for us, please don't open it till we get back.
I would never would I, me? Okay. All right, let me see. I made up not to look. I'm not, is that the doorbell? Who's there?
Package!
Oh, okay.
Can you sign for it?
Oh, it's addressed to some of my friends over here, but I don't mind signing for it. Wow. What is this? Oig Melech HaBoshan's crib? This is huge! They can't even get it through the doorway. It looks like an oversized refrigerator. What is this? Did they win a prize elephant in the zoo? This is so big! Oh, I'm so curious. I wonder what's inside this box. It's not right to look into someone's box. Oh, no, it's not right to look into someone's box. But what? What if it's going to get rotten? Yeah, what if something inside, you know, what if it has to go into the refrigerator? And by the time they get home in like 10 minutes from now, by then it's going to get sour. I'll have to do it L'Shem Shemayim. Okay, I won't really look in. I'll just touch it. I'll just open it a drop. Oh, this staple is loose. If I pull out this staple and I open this side, they'll never know. They'll never know. No harm is done. The whole thing, you shouldn't look into someone's boxes, that he shouldn't feel bad. So they're not going to know. They're not going to feel bad. I wonder what's inside. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to open it.
Shalom Aleichem. Surprise.
Ah! What are you doing in the box?
Just trying to prove a point.
Did he get back in? I have to staple it closed. Yoy.
Well, Chaim, you have any trouble with those neighbors and rocks? You know, Baruch Hashem, the last couple of weeks, no one in yeshiva had any problems. We just say a nice good morning to our neighbors and we go to yeshiva. I wonder if it has something to do with not reading people's mail? Never know.